The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Tuesday, the 2nd of February, 2021. On the podcast today, Gfinity CEO John Clark discusses their positive trading update, new business wins, and Gfinity Digital Media Group's progress. Plus, I also have on George Franceschides, Executive Chairman of Alba Mineral Resources. And George provides an update on the Clogau St. David's gold mine. Plus, as always, at the end of the podcast, I have two lists for you. The top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. And the top five most read RNSs too. By the way, you can check out those lists at voxmarkets.co.uk. We'll all see lots of other content. In fact, there's an article there on Gfinity, first quarter profit since IPO. It's headed in the right direction. Alien Metals focused on advancing silver projects in Mexico and Australia. And of course, scroll down there. Oh, there's a Q&A there with My Health Checked as well. Fran doing a Q&A there. Plus, our COVID-19 index, biggest rise of the day, Gene Drive, up 22% to 91 pence. Biggest faller, Tech Capital, down 4% to 18 pence. Check that out at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Clark, Chief Executive Officer of Gfinity, G-F-I-N, his ticker there. John, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, pleased to be here.
Yeah, well, let's get into it. The cracking update today, half-year update, strong performance. Let's get into it. So what is driving this performance here?
Yeah, we're making positive progress against the business targets that we've set out and set for ourselves and out in the marketplace. You know, since March, we've been on a journey of transforming the financial performance of the business, and I think that was important, and it is important that we demonstrate that we've got the economics of the business under control, because if we do that, that gives us the foundation on which to grow. So we significantly reduced our cost base. Basically, stayed focused on the strategic plan around what we own, what we co-own, and building communities for others. So I'm really pleased to be able to show that in the fourth quarter of 2020, those efforts are delivering. So on an adjusted EBITDA basis, we're profitable for the quarter, which is the first time in the company's history. So that we've ever had a profitable quarter. So that's a good milestone for us. I do have to note that it doesn't imply that in the short term, we're always going to be profitable on a monthly basis going forward. But what it does show is that the business model is working. We're adding scale, which helps with sort of that some of the seasonality in the business. And we now have the opportunity to grow profitably.
Yeah, exactly. And you're optimizing so many parts of the business as well. So going forward, it's good. So, so the business update, exactly where specifically are you seeing success then, John?
Yeah, there's success across all our pillars. When you look at the building the communities for others, we were reappointed by Formula One to deliver the virtual Grand Prix series, which the first show was broadcast from the arena on Sunday night. And I enjoyed going down there and watching the team deliver that. And it's always it was amazing seeing the live shows and how that all works, especially when you're doing it virtually using our virtual technology. We've been appointed by to deliver the Velo E series with McLaren. Celebrity-based racing series with stars such as Craig David as one of the stars that's involved in that. So reaching out to different audiences. The Premier League's in full flow now, and we're working with clubs in the Premier League to deliver their playoff and produce their playoff shows. We've also seen success with white labeling our company-owned tech IP, which is very important for us, because I think there's major growth opportunity there. And the commercial pipeline is strong, and I think there's a better understanding now in the marketplace of what Gfinity today brings versus what Gfinity of the past may have offered. So that's why I think we're seeing the positive movements with each of the areas of our business.
Yeah, exactly. And as I said, you just mentioned there, building communities for others, and then we go into what you co-own, which you launched the V10R League. What's happening there?
Yeah, the VTEC Arc, that's our multi-year partnership with Abu Dhabi Motorsport Management. The first season was a real success, and I think I've mentioned before on this. You know, we signed the deal with Abu Dhabi in June, and within within three months, we had a world class product on TV with great teams, on ESPN, BT Sport, and with a purpose built car, etc. And in a very, very short period of time, and that product was viewed by more than 35 million people. People on linear and channels, as well as 9 million people on digital. There was over 200 minutes of million minutes of racing were watched. And ESPN3, which did a great job. They had it live on ESPN3 at 6 o'clock every night of the week for the seven week period of the show. They had at times that were concurrent. The peak concurrent views then were just around quarter of a million. So it sort of captured the imagination, and has really resonated with in the marketplace. So Series 2 starts in April. We've got an updated car, even faster, and really built for even more overtaking. There's going to be greater distribution, especially on digital channels. And we're also planning to add more teams. So we've got lots going on there, and we're building the value of that property, again, step by step. And so there's more to come in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And looking at the, Gfinity Digital Media, or GDM, it's doing very well, very strong. Then you say you're fast growing, highly profitable revenue stream there, and it's obviously, of course, 100% owned. So take us through that. Is it doing better than you expected, John?
The GDM is a great story. In the fourth quarter, we had close to 40 million users and generated revenues of £275,000. So, and to give that some context, the revenue delivered in the same quarter in 2019 was just around £40,000. So we're seeing phenomenal growth there. And the way we're approaching this, and the way we're growing, is to expand our organic portfolio and through sort of starting to make acquisitions. So organically, we launched racinggames.gg in November. And in the first 4 months, that generated 75,000 users, which is twice as many as we delivered for Stealth Optional in its first month. And we thought that was doing amazing at the time. So, we've got a great editor, we've got great content, we're known in the space for racing games, and we've got a lot coming up there. So that's really positive. And then on the acquisition front, Epic Stream, which we acquired in early December, has grown from 600,000 users to over a million by the end of January. And, that's as a result of, the existing team there are very talented and great guys, but it's also by sort of overlaying what we do best and what the Gfinity Digital Media Group and team do best. And as a result of that, space 400,000 additional users in the space of just a short number of weeks. So that's proving to be successful and growing the way we wanted it to. And this week we're launching another site that takes into another exciting area of Magic the Gathering. So which is a big, massive audience of people that play that. But it's an area that's new to Gfinity. But it's where the Epic. So it is an area of strength for the Epic Stream team. So they already have a Magic the Gathering Rocks Facebook page with over 280,000 likes, and they just had more than 500,000 engagements in the past 28 days alone. So there's a lot of activity going. So what means that we can sort of take that traffic and build a site that becomes the go-to for fans and deliver something really special in that space, utilizing everything that we know. And ultimately, as we've said before, once you get scale, you're able to start to monetize in multiple ways, and it becomes more valuable for brands and others that want to sort of tap into the gamer lifestyle.
So
as January was a quieter month, and I think it was a little bit of a calm after the Q4 storm. So we've been doing optimization work on the sites that helps us manage content seamlessly. We're going to improve our user experience as the traffic starts to build up in the weeks ahead. So the GDM overall is a very positive story.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I read the update today and I thought, wow, that is so positive. And I think the share price is going to fly here. And then someone's come in, some impatient person, I assume, and started selling their stock by the looks of it. And I thought, the only unknown in there, really, is the FSP. So, and I understand you can't say a lot about that, but is there any updates? There? And I couldn't think of any other reason why someone would want to sell today. But any updates on the FSP?
Yeah, I find, as I said to you beforehand, trying to understand exactly how that works, but and you know, some people with profit taking, etc. You know, some people, and you never really know why. So I think our focus and my focus is really saying just keep building on the foundation blocks, put them in place, build a strong business, and deliver on what we say we're going to deliver. So that's what I that's the way I look at it and focus on it. On the FSP, you know, there's nothing new to add there. It's continuing, or nothing new that I'm able to share. It's continuing as planned. Yeah, what it's important to stress is that we're staying true to our guiding principle from the start, and the ball's going, which is really to ensure that Gfinity best capitalise on the potential market opportunity and can deliver shareholder value. That's what's driving us, and that's what's what we stay focused on. So, you know, as we get more updates, we'll provide them, and as and when appropriate. But that's where we are on that at the moment.
Yeah, well, you seem like a man of your word. I mean, you said, you know, a while back, you're aiming for profitability. You've got there. And so, you know, I personally trust you on this as well. So, let's talk about where we are at the moment. I mean, obviously, we're still in lockdown. It's looking like the light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter. But is it affecting the business anyway?
Yeah, I think the overall market environment, you know, caused by the lockdowns having an impact across all sectors. Yeah, we're not immune in that space. All what we're doing is continue to navigate the challenges that this is causing, and managing to that. You know, we're well positioned. The good news is we're a leading player in one of the most exciting industry sectors in the world. And I think sometimes, you know, you have to sort of stop and you know, look at that again. You're a leading player in one of the most exciting industry sectors in the world. And so what the last 9 months has shown, that despite the difficult environment, we've been able to transform the performance of the business. You know, and we're delivering for the first time in the company's history, a quarter of profitability on adjusted EBITDA basis. So as I mentioned before, that's an important milestone. It's a sign that we're doing the right thing and going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the team's working hard and smart to build value for shareholders. So I think our fundamentals are strong and the foundations are definitely in place now to enter a period of solid growth. And as you say, I think there is going to be light at the end of the lockdown tunnel, and you know, we make sure that we're able to take full advantage of that.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. John, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future when you've got more good news to share. Thanks very much.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for your time.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is George Franceschetti's Executive Chairman of Alba Mineral Resources. ALBA is ticker. George, thanks for joining me.
Justin, thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, and you've done an update there at the Clogau St. David's Gold Mine, and a projected vein system now extends 66 metres. We'll get into that and explain you know, what's the significance of that. Before we do, as always, George, it's not all about this project, of course. You've got more things going on. It's just for people not familiar maybe with Albert, tell us exactly what it's all about, please, if you could.
Sure, Justin. We're a diversified mining and exploration company. We've got projects in Wales. We've got the entire Dolgellau Gold Belt under license to Alba. We have a base metals project in Ireland, which we've just renewed the license of. And we've got four very strong projects in Greenland for a variety of commodities: graphite, mineral sands, copper, zinc, gold, and we also have oil and gas investments in the Weald Basin in Surrey.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, so Clogau St. David's Gold Mine, latest drilling is going on, and it's phase one drilling here. Tell us what you've discovered here then, George. What's happening?
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, I think we're really, you know, this work is really coming together now, and we're sort of joining these dots that we always talk about with the drilling. So the latest drilling has enabled us to extend the vein system that we've identified a further 16 metres below the previous holes that we announced before Christmas. And That means now we're seeing a vein system that's about 66 metres of unworked vein that has never been part of the previous footprint, if you like, of the mine. So this is an entirely new zone. And this is exactly what we're trying to do with this drilling, right? We're looking for structures because it's a narrow vein, nuggety effect gold deposit. So you're never going to drill it, or very unlikely to drill it, despite what my technical team tell me there's a possibility of getting a resource. But that's not really what we're going for here. We're looking for structures so that we can go back in and get bulk sampling and get a load of material out from a zone that has got the right geology. And this drilling has shown us that we've got this vein system, which is the host for all the gold over the Dolgellau Gold Belt. And we're now extending that 66 metres. And the nice thing that we've been able to do, Justin, from this work is to start to model what that vein system looks like, what that new zone looks like. And in our RNS, your listeners can have a good look at the diagrams and the images that show how we have been able to model this significant load structure down from the lowest known workings, number four level at Lechfraith, all the way down 66 metres. And we're still going to hit another hole in this phase to see if we can maybe push that envelope out a little bit more still. So, you know, really exciting. And I think also the fact that we're able to sort of for the first time put together our idea of what development would look like of that vein system. In other words, continuing the main shaft that exists another 60 meters down, so sinking that shaft further down into the ground and then installing two or three levels off of that shaft in order to access that vein system directly. So, you know, it's pretty exciting stuff. No development like this has been put in place in Clogeye for decades, several decades. So, as I say, you know, this is exactly the validation of the work that we've been trying to do. And so it's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And over what period of time is this work, you know, going to be, finished, or this phase going to be finished?
Well, I think this first phase is another hole that we're sort of in the middle of, or the beginning of now, actually, LL007. And then we move in straight into the second phase of drilling, hopefully, once we get our permits through from the planners. And that will enable us then to go and target the other really exciting vein system that we think we've identified, which is a 550-metre extension to the main load. Main load was, as it sounds, the place within the mine that had the most production over time. So if we think we've identified a 550-metre extension, that main load. Now, we're going to drill it along its length to see to see if we can verify that. And that's the next phase, plus targeting a couple of other very interesting areas of production where we think there's good prospects for finding extensions. So this is all about finding extensions to the known loads, or loads of another word for veins, really, load structures within the mine, where we feel very confident that they exist. It is just a question of finding them through this combination of exploration drilling and then going in and obviously doing bulk sampling to pull out a lot of material and process it and get a better idea of grade.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, George. Well, if someone is listening right now, likes the sound of this and where you're headed, but are not yet following the story, George, just in summary, in bullet point form, if you could, give them the three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Alba Mineral Resources to their watch list, please.
Well, Justin, we're a unique story. We've got the entire Dolgellau Gold Belt under license to one company or one group. That's the Alba Minerals Group. There's no one else who can claim to have that. It's a massive footprint in a known gold geological formation within the United Kingdom. So I'd say that was one. And the fact that we've added Gwyn Finnis to that project, to that gold portfolio, means that we now own and operate the two largest gold producers in we're confident in both cases that there is significant gold still to be found in the envelope and the extension to both of those mines. And thirdly, we haven't even touched upon Greenland because it's been locked down essentially to sort of major works. for the last year. So we've not been able to do the drilling that we wanted to do, but we're in the planning phase at our Greenland projects to go back in and drill our Thule Black Sands project to get an increase in our resource base, and to drill Amitsoq, which was another former mine, just like Clogai, which is our graphite project, but has never been drilled before. So we want to drill that and get a resource. So our third reason is, and we're very hopeful that Greenland will open up sufficiently so that we can get in and do that this year. So that's our third reason. Greenland, we've got a very strong project portfolio there.
Excellent stuff. George, good to chat to you as always, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate your time.
OK, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five. BPC, down 0.47%, 2.1. At four, Gene Drive, up 22% to 91 pence. At three, Tizian Life Sciences, up 20% to 179. At two, Bacanora Lithium, down 3.5% to 55. And at one, Cimec Atlantis Energy, down 3.48% to 22.2 pence. OK, it's time for the top five most read RNSs. They are as follows. At five, it's Gfinity, trading update. At four, Alien Metals, silver tenement acquisition, silver projects update. At three, oh, hang on, it's moving around. Three, Dev Clever Holdings, agreement. Avacta was there, issue of equity. At two, Novasight, launch of PCR assay portfolio. And at one, Tizian Life Sciences, positive data, nasal administration for Formalab. Okay, check that out at voxmarkets.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.